race of poor people. The race is still a race of consumers. What do we produce? We consume. We're not producers, we're consumers. There is small production, not even to be registered, not even to be recorded. Our production as a people is not enough to even record our economic, our materials, or our business production. No, not enough to be recorded as a people. But what stands out? What are we? Consumers. You shop at the grocery store. How many grocery stores you shop at that's yours? You're providing the food. You brought in the food. You rented or built the facility. How many are existing? Huh? This is the teaching of Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is time for the teaching of Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Never was there a time better than right now for the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. There used to be a time when we were fearing to invest because we said the white man claims the whole America for himself and will take from us anytime he wants to and give us no excuse. And that's true. He would do that. And the law was not there to protect you. But the law is there to protect us now. The law protects us as it protects every other citizen. So we don't have to accept that anymore. This is the time for you to believe that economic empowerment is possible for the African-American community. This is the time for you to believe in that. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad struggled to get us to feel and want, feel a sense of equal value with white people, feel a sense of equal power with other people, to motivate us to want to do something for ourselves and to take charge of our own circumstances and make life better for ourselves, with our own hands and our own brains. Well, Elijah Muhammad wanted us to do that. The time has never been better than it is right now for us to do that. We don't have to worry. We got friends on our side. But we don't need too many friends. The African-American people have grown out of fear of the white man. The white man cannot spook us anymore. No, we don't see him as divine our God anymore. So he knows that he can't. The government will protect us, but the KKK will get an ass whipping if they come out openly and try the things they used to do. They know they can't defeat us. They can only defeat us if the United States government will back them up. If the police department will come and arrest us and let them go free. But if one man on man, one to one, or a group of us against a group of them, they know chicken feathers will be picked. All right? And they'll go home naked. So it's time we wake up ourselves to our history and believe that God has been overseeing it all. When they brought us from Africa, God was overseeing it all. And God was saying, some of these souls are good, and they're going to remember me in bad times and good times. And I'm going to always be with them. And when this old land has earned nothing but a deaf ear for me, I won't be with them anymore. I'm talking about Africa. I'm going to be with these that they all victimize. God's presence is with us. God's will is on our side. Whatever your Imam Deputy Dean wants to do, you please follow him. God is with him. Now I want all of you all to hear this, and I hope that you will help make others hear it. I have nothing but appreciation for our free enterprise system and our markets that promote fair competition. respect for it. We don't want to go into a business and sell you something and claim that you're supposed to buy it because you are a black brother, even though it's higher than the same product that you can buy at another store or from others. We don't want to ride that way. We don't want any special condition for us in business. We want business to be the same for us as it is for anybody else. We have to stop being so greedy, and we have to start trusting one another, and we have to start supporting those that qualify for our support and denying our support to those that don't qualify for our support. Let us punish bad business. Let us punish bad business people. And let us reward good business and reward good business people. And that's how we rise business in these United States of America. Doing it any other way, you will be a loser while others are doing the same crooked things you're doing, and they're succeeding. Well, explain that for me, Ma'am W.D. Muhammad. I said God has selected us to make us a model and a witness that He is God, present all the time, and that He has been on the side of the victim and is with the victim, and that it is God that's bringing the victim to their salvation. Now, if you belong to this group, do the crooked things and try to rise and prosper the crooked way others do, God is going to knock you down much faster than He'll knock down one of them. Why? Because He didn't select them for His cause, He selected you for His cause. You are the lost. You are those cut off from your past history. You are those that were denied your human life and its freedom and its dignity and its vision for your future. You are the one that was robbed of your humanity, of your properties that God created you with. You are the one, and you are the ones that God has selected for His purpose to show His presence, that He is a just God. How can God make His presence known on earth any more plainer to the world and the nation of the world than by taking us and choosing us and being with us until we stand equal with others, until we have neighborhoods, communities with the dignity of the best neighborhoods and the communities in the United States? How better can God make His presence known as a God on the side of justice than helping us to get there in that good place? Are you following me? In the nations of families of Americans, one member group can contribute to the freedom of the other members by upgrading its value to the whole or to the nation. When one member upgrades its ideas of human value, that member contributes to the safeguarding of freedom and makes the whole stronger for all. The greater the number in our population that breathes the breath of human dignity, the smaller the chance freedom for all members will be downgraded or small. The whole change is stronger than its, pardon me, the whole change is no stronger than its weakest link. Isn't that the same? I think that's the same. The chain or the whole chain is no stronger than its weakest link. Some members in a family of nations look unfavorably on a member when that member is not attentive to its value as regards self as a member in that family of that nation. One member not caring to evolve weighs uncomfortably on the pride, valued life, and dignity of the others who are contributing to principles and values of the nation. What am I saying with this? I'm saying that we are not only hurting ourselves directly, but we are hurting ourselves indirectly. We, with our negligence, we, with our sluggish mind, and you know, yawning is catchy. That's why somebody yawned that wasn't sleepy one time. Yawning is catchy. Laughter is catchy. You just start laughing. That's why somebody laughs, don't even know what you're laughing about. Weeping is catchy. Once I was among some people, and they just, I didn't know what happened, but they started weeping so pitifully and so sad. It was so sad and so pitiful the way they were crying. I started crying. I don't know what they were crying about, but I was crying and catching. So understand that for your emotional life, many things are catching. And when Honorable Elijah Muhammad was speaking to us, there were some of you yawning. And it was catching. Some of you were laughing too much, and it was catching. Some of you were crying too much, self-pity, and it was catching. Same thing for this time I'm in. Some of you yawning, and it's catching. Some of you will intentionally yawn when I start speaking, because you want others to go to sleep. Yawn a long time. But God blesses us to have some that's alert, awake, vision with vision, committed to the purpose, will not stop of anything. Nothing will stop them but death. They're going to the destiny. And they will not go to sleep because there's some yawning. They will not go to silly stuff because people are laughing. They will stay serious-minded. They will not become soft and weak and fit for nothing, crying with those that pity themselves, but they will stand firm. They will be the rooster's crowing, waking up the camp and keeping the camp alert. Yes! So understand this in my conclusion. That when you don't make a showing as a people for your that shows that you respect material wealth, show that you respect material interest, you have to make a showing as a people that you respect the value of the earth and the value of the things that the earth produces. And God says He made the earth to produce all your needs, not only your needs presently. He says, whatever you will have as your aspiration, as your future goals, or your future needs, God has made the earth enough to supply you. That's what God said. Now, He created, and then He says He created you of the earth. He didn't make you from nowhere. God made humans from the earth. He says He created us of the earth. So we are earth. We are living, walking, thinking earth. That's what we are. Living, walking, thinking the earth. He created the thinking earth to engage the earth that cannot think. To engage it. And engaging the earth that cannot think, the earth gives of itself to the mind. And the mind gives of itself to the earth. And pretty soon you have a beautiful world, a new world of man's creation. Standing. And making life more comfortable, not only for men, but for animals. Don't you know insects never live so comfortably as they live? In cities and rural areas where the grass is green and thick and kept that way? I know you put poison on them sometimes, but I think a lot of them don't mind the poison, knowing all the other benefits they have. They just go on the ground a little deeper or something. And God gives them an immunity after so long. You spray them and they don't even feel it. They think it's rain. I believe that's what some of those roaches think.
You hit them and they just keep going like the rain on them. They love my rain. So much for the joke side of it. Get back to the serious side of it. Yes. So God created us for great things. This is more important than teaching you rituals, dhikrs. I can teach you dhikrs in 1 minute. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Keep Allah on your mind. That's all it means. Keep your respect for Allah on your mind. Keep your respect for God on your mind. Remember God often, often during the day and when you awake at night. Remember God. That's what dhikr is. It's remembering. Remembering God. Well, dhikr Allah al-Akbar. And remembering God is the greatest power on earth. Certainly it is. Remembering God is the greatest power on earth. But that power is not for you to just engage that exercise. That power is for you to take your power into the world and engage the created world so you can make life more comfortable for yourself, your loved ones, your family, and your friends, and your neighbors, and for all people. So if you understand that, and understand that by your not waking up to that role, and not waking up to the reality that I have seen, that God has selected us. The world made us bastards, orphan children. No nation can really claim us. And no nation wants to. I'm not saying that in a derogatory way. But no nation wants to claim us. God will not permit any nation to claim us. And if they would, God will not permit us to go to any nation. God has selected us for His purpose. And if you will accept that, and accept that your continued life of ignoring and building up your own production, you must become a productive people. You must produce so that your production respects the power, the value, and power that God has put into you as a people, just like He put into other people. Japanese, British, I don't care who they are, He'll put the same into you. And don't you know that's an insult to God, that you don't show what He put into you? That's an insult to God. Like our children, our boys and girls that we raise, we give them the best of care. We give them the best of motivation. We invite them to share our business and become future owners and future operators of our businesses. And then the businessman look at one of the children. He shows no interest in that. He shows no industry. He shows no desire to get involved. He just wastes his time. To make the father feel like he wished, or the mother feel like he had never been born. Or that he'd be better off just thrown out somewhere and forgotten about. Think that God deserves consideration too. That He created a people. And now that people are satisfied to do nothing but go shop, get their groceries at other people's stores, live in other people's houses, live in neighborhoods designed by other people. Have their needs supplied by everybody else. Time out for that. I'm going to ask God to whip us, punish us, God, if we don't wake up to our responsibility. I ask God for that. And we're already being punished, but I'm asking that He increase the punishment on us if we don't wake up to our responsibility. I'm not any but a truthful man. I'm not anything but an honest man. I'm not anything but a sincere man. I'm not anything but a man that want to see you have, not just me have. And if you cheat my leadership, you should be punished. Thank you very much. As-salamu alaykum.
got that beautiful lecture, address, okay? Now, we are not finished with our business, brothers. Don't leave, brothers and sisters. Now we want to have a public collection. This beautiful facility here that we are sitting in, it costs us. We have to pay for it. So we're going to ask the